It's showtime, folks. Welcome in. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. On this Thursday, we're live today at Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Hope you're having a fantastic start to your day. He is Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe. And I got to say, you honk if you've heard this before, traffic in Nashville is terrible.
Are you just not discovering this?
No, I'm just, you know, sometimes people just want to reiterate something.
Sure.
And, you know, like you may say something and then you go, oh, you didn't know that? Or like, no, I'm very well aware of it. I'm just restating just so for those in the back.
Right. And, you know, in Nashville, downtown Nashville cannot hold these people.
No.
Cannot hold traffic, cannot hold foot traffic. And by the time that new Titan Stadium opens in 3 years, if there's not a plan down here, you think it's bad now? Oh, my Lord. It's going to get even worse. Interstates are terrible. So just if you're stuck, just listen to us. We'll make you laugh and forget about your problems.
Yeah, that's what we're here to do. I mean, like, I texted you, and I'm like, I've been downtown for 15 minutes. I sat on the interstate, and then I finally was just like, all right, well, I'm going to get off at Charlotte and cut over. So that's what I had to do. So I got a nice little tour of downtown this morning as I came into the Omni and then, you know, got everything set up. And I'm like, cool, I can go get breakfast. And then I didn't want to connect. And it's just like
it's like 8:59. Yesterday I had to come downtown at rush hour, and there was a wide load coming. Not myself. There's a wide load coming through town. And I'm like, how was this allowed at 4:30 in the afternoon?
Dude,
stop
when,
it.
When I was pulling down 4th Avenue here, the Woo Girls are already out.
Are they?
It wasn't even 9 o'clock. The Woo
Holy
Girls
cow.
Were out. I'm like, what are we doing?
Yeah, I don't get it, all that. And aren't they not allowed during rush hour, right, too?
I don't know.
Or something?
I don't know what the supposed rules are.
Wish those things would just drive themselves straight
into
the river.
Did they have a theme, Chase?
I don't. I was so irritated. I just wanted the
yes.
buffet at Kitchen Notes. Like, that's all I wanted. I just wanted to get to Kitchen Notes. That I didn't even care. Well,
Nick, Dr. Crane, what would be a theme?
I mean,
like Shania?
Yeah,
or
something like that.
Something.
Like, you could go all white with cowboy hats, or you could do, like, the bridal thing where they go all white, and then they have, like, the black cowboy hat type thing. I don't know.
Dr. Crane, can I just say, and I mean this with all the love in the world, but when you brought this up, I just got this vision of you on one of these buses.
Yep.
In a pink hat, pink cowgirl hat with a sash, singing "Man, I Feel Like a Woman."
Oh, oh boy!
Or Dr. Crane, you driving the bus or those pedal taverns?
I can see myself driving the bus. Yes, but on a pedal tavern, I don't know about that. I did.
Well,
actually,
I mean, the guy does nothing but you just steer, right? Is that your job?
Yeah,
you could do that,
for the most
Dr.
part.
Crane.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind it. I mean, some good music playing in the background, but you know that happened once. I got on one of these little party buses and then went all through downtown. I was like, yikes, I do not want to be here right now. I felt so ashamed. I was like, I can't believe I'm doing this.
You just described me every moment of my life. I don't want to be here right now. So, all right, it popped me a question right now.
Can I read a text first?
Please.
All right. Ben says on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHonda.com, would you rather Nashville traffic be fixed for 10 years or Treylon Burks be healthy for 10 seasons?
Well, since Burks cannot be healthy for one day, I'll give me the traffic part of that. We need just to move on from Mr. Burks.
Yeah, probably. All right, what's your question?
So this is one. I've thought about this for a couple of days, and now, you know, it's a difficult one, but it's one that could be, you know, a nice one as well. What do you miss, man? What do you miss? You know, is it a person? I know you miss your dad. I miss my mom tremendously. But what do you miss? What's something you miss in life? You miss going to an outing. Do you miss a certain moment? What do you miss? And I was thinking about the other day of things. You know, I know we miss the old Nashville. It's not coming. And I get that. I understand that. But I miss it, you know. Like, I went by my old haunt yesterday, Fletcher's in Donaldson. It's gone forever. I miss that place.
I love that place. I went there with you a couple times.
That's right. The food was awful, but it was the ambiance. It was seeing friends and old buddies. But what do you miss in your life? Do you miss a certain restaurant, a certain person, a certain event, a certain something? Summer Lights, when they had Summer Lights at downtown Nashville.
I remember Summer Lights.
Was fantastic. I miss Summer Lights.
Yeah.
I miss Hickory Hollow Mall. I mean, there's things that I missed.
Do you miss Planet Hollywood?
It was fun. Jim White and I texted about the Heartthrob Cafe at Fountain Square back in the late 80s. That was fun. I miss those things, man.
Did you ever go to Chevy's?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Duh. Many a fights in Chevy's back in Chevy's. The day, which became Patrick's, which became rodeos. But I don't know. I guess I'm a little sentimental because you see things going. And, you know, my son's a senior in high school now. There's a lot of things I miss, man. I'm just curious what you miss.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things I miss. I mean, you obviously mentioned my dad, of course. That's number one. And, you know, grandparents and aunts, uncles that are no longer here. I do miss old Nashville. I mean, there's parts of old Nashville for sure that I miss, like the Bellevue Mall hanging out there.
Right.
And, you know, I think, and you know, obviously it's connected to my dad, but, like, I miss Piscetti's. Like, I miss being able to roll up and just walk in like I own the place and, you know, have food and what have you. And that was just kind of like a simple time in life doing that. It's relevant because I just watched the documentary. I miss Steve McNair. Like, the thing that I have thought about, and, you know, maybe this is a little selfish, but, you know, doing what I do now and working with the people that I work with, it's like I've often thought, man, if he was still alive, like, you know, how much would I interact with him? Like, he probably would have come on quite a bit with Derek and Floyd and, you know, just the people that
absolutely.
I've been around and stuff. And it's like, you know, maybe he's doing stuff. Like, maybe he's in media. Maybe he, you know, who knows? Like, the what ifs, you know, and it just, yeah. So it's a good question. I mean, it makes you think. And obviously, it's one of those things you can take it anywhere you want to take it.
Yeah, I mean, do you miss a certain restaurant? It doesn't have to be Nashville. It could be where you grew up. But what do you miss and why do you miss it? I don't know. I guess you reflect and, you know, we're kind of in between, you know, in the preseason, the start of the football season. There's not, you know, there's a few things to talk about. But also the nostalgia part of this, what, you know, things that you used to look forward to going to and you're gone. It's okay to miss things, you know. And so, I don't know, seeing Fletcher's yesterday – hit me hard. And then McGavick High School, the football coach, Coach Burnett's giving away these old practice jerseys. And I had my practice jersey that I wore. I mean, and then I find four or five other jerseys of teammates, of dear friends, and I have their practice jerseys in my car. And it just, I don't know, man, it hit me really hard, but in a good way. It hit me hard in a good way. So, I, you know, my thing today is like, go walk down memory lane, literally. Go do it because there's so many fantastic memories that come out that are wonderful.
Robbie just texted me and said, I miss Blockbuster.
Hey, man.
I mean, I will say one of like my favorite memories was like a Friday or Saturday night, go to Blockbuster and either rent a movie or like I used to rent old wrestling pay-per-views.
Yeah.
Video games, you know, whatever, and then get a pizza and, you know, hang out with your buddies.
Or the disappointment of finding the movie and it's somebody's rented it.
Oh, yeah.
You walk up. Nobody, somebody's got that. I was like, right. Oh, man.
Or did you ever have the, like, you rent it and they give it to you and you get home and it's the wrong one?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. I actually got one time, I got sued by Kroger for a movie, which I didn't rent. Somebody took it in my name, went up to the counter and used my name for the movie Fred Claus. And it was $400. And I said to Kroger, I said to their attorney who called me,
yeah.
I said, if I'm going to steal a movie, it's not Fred Claus.
Yeah, right.
I'm stealing something good. And then they found out that it was somebody else had used my account. He had used a bunch of other accounts, and I got that away. But anyway, that's a Blockbuster thing. But, yeah, I mean, just things that you miss are, you know, restaurants. Like, I'm sure there's restaurants you'd go with your dad. You know, like, you drive by, and you're like, oh, man. You know?
Well, look, I'll say this again from a personal standpoint. You know, what the new owners have done with Loveless is fantastic. They put a lot of money into it. It's obviously a great destination. I miss the old Loveless because that was the Loveless I grew up with.
Right.
You know, the hole in the wall. The, you know, you drive down Highway 100 and here's this little dinky house that, you know, is a restaurant. You know, so it's like those little things. So what do you miss? 615-737-1025. We also have Sammy Hagar tickets to give away today.
Oh, nice.
As well. But we're live today at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes, as we are every Thursday. 615-737-1025. What do you miss? That is our question of the day. Plus, we'll talk some high school football at the bottom of the hour, some Titans, much, much more. Tune in to 94.9 The Fan today as the Nashville Sounds take on Jacksonville. Pregame at 6:20, the first pitch at 6:35 over at First Horizon Park. Coverage also available on 94.9 The Fan and the 94 app and 94.9thefan.com. Sounds Baseball is presented by Twin Peaks Family Leisure, Five Points Roofing, and Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. It's a Thursday. Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Of course, our show is presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. Dr. Crane is back at the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz always is always about great service. What do you miss? That is our question of the day. A very simple question, and a lot of you have weighed in on our text line.
Love it.
And it can be, you can take it anywhere you want to go with this. But Wes and Weston Herman says, I'm so sorry, guys, but WTF is a woo girl. Is that Ric Flair's daughters?
Maybe.
It's pretty good. All right, what do you miss? David says, Rotiers. That's a good one.
Oh, yes, David. Oh, my gosh. I didn't know about Rotiers until Jimmy Buffett brought it up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I got to check this place out. And it was fantastic.
That's how Buffett used to, you know, hang out in the Rock Block and – Gold. I read somebody's trying to bring Gold Rush back. It doesn't have a roof right now, but you know,
oh, man.
It'd be awesome. Tom says, "I miss affordable parking at the airport. $20 a day minimum now."
Oh, that's being kind.
Yeah, that's being kind.
Oh, that's being very kind, Tom. Tom, let us know where that $20 lot is, please, because I don't know where that lot is.
David in Portland, I'm only 24 years old, but I miss how Rivergate Mall used to be when I was growing up, and how Opry Mills was before the flood.
Yeah, Rivergate Mall. I was a destination for everybody who would go cruising and hanging out, and nobody got in trouble. We just had a good time out there. That's a great one. Thank you. We do miss that.
Oh, you mean before? Mike in Las Casas, I miss Chinese buffets after COVID. I think he means before.
Could be, yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. They are different now.
Really?
Just the quality.
Not for me, man. I just go and gorge.
2409. I miss Vandy being relevant in football. Whoa. I'd give both legs to see 8 and 9 win seasons again.
What are you, 120? When's the last time they were relevant in football? Jimmy Frank in 11, yeah, 12, Frank. And 13?
Boundary Treehouse Bar.
Yes.
Yep.
And South Street, yep. Right there. Oh, Jay Pennington. Shout out to Jay Pennington.
I miss the 430 Club in Tracy.
Don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is either. Nope. Ken says, I miss NASCAR at the fairgrounds. Hopefully, he'll be back. 9928, in a couple of years, we're all going to miss the memories of Nissan Stadium.
It's good. Yeah. You know what?
I mean, we are. Like, I've said this before. Like, for me, the hard part's going to be, like, I went there with my dad. I went there with my grandfather.
Right.
Like, I went to games there with people that are no longer here.
Yeah.
So it's like
that. But it's also, you're like St. Louis, Baltimore, New York, Chicago. I mean, cities that have knocked down stadiums that had memories.
Sure.
Just part of the evolution of the game in your city, man.
Justin says, Greenbrier has always been a small town, and our neighboring town of Springfield has always been the place that had stuff to do. Springfield no longer has a movie theater or a bowling alley. And even the roller skating rink is gone. I miss having these places close to home to go and hang out.
That's a good one, man. That's a tough one. But you got great memories that you had from those places.
Ben says, I miss sitting on the couch next to your friends playing video games together instead of online. LAN parties, too.
Yeah,
that's right. True. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Don't look at my screen. Marlon in Murfreesboro, I miss Vern Lundquist on the call for SEC games. You knew it was a special event.
You know what? That's a different take on it. It's not bad, Marlon.
8010, I miss a season pass to Opryland.
Don't we all?
Oh, yeah.
It was like $20. See ya. Gone.
Oh, here's a good one. Dylan with a really good one. He's got two. I'll read the first one. I miss the family reunions we used to have after my great-grandma and great-grandpa passed away. The family kind of broke up, really showed me they were the glue to it all. He says, I'm only 25 years old, but I miss this restaurant in Ashland City called Stratton's. It was kind of a 60s or 70s style diner that I used to go to a lot, and they replaced it with a Walgreens a few years ago. Stratton's was awesome.
I never went.
Really?
No.
Oh, it was great. That's a good one. Cody says, I miss old school short track racing in NASCAR with excessive tire wear that created the bump and run. Amen, brother. Patrick says, I grew up in Buffalo and I miss going to Bison's minor league games with my grandpa. Those memories are forever with me and I miss those moments. Thanks for making me smile every day with these questions. Best show in town, Patrick.
Thank you, buddy.
Pete Weber could tell you some stories about the Bison's.
That's where they filmed The Natural.
Yep. Jonathan, I miss Jared and the GM. Hearing them go back and forth, I would never miss a show, Jonathan. And you know what? I'm glad you brought that up, because I didn't mention it yesterday, and I was mad at myself that I didn't do that. But 3 years since we lost the GM was yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yep.
Wow.
So hard to believe.
Yeah, and that's a good thing about – I mean, there's no wrong answer to that, but a lot of people – I listened every day to that show because Floyd's knowledge was unsurpassed, and – where else are you going to get the mind of a GM like that, man? It was really, really good.
We got a request to play Springsteen's Glory Days.
Yeah, all right. Bow, bow,
bow, bow. Brian says, I missed $20 club seats at Washington Capitals games while I was an undergraduate. So many great nights with friends.
Got a $20 ticket now? Can you imagine that?
Nowhere. Let's go to the phone. We got a couple of callers on. Ben will lead us off. On our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHonda.com. Ben, what's up?
What's happening, guys? Good morning. So,
good morning.
Couple things that I miss. Number one, the physical thing that I miss. I don't know if some of you remember. Kenny Rogers Rotisserie Chicken. I miss that.
Oh,
restaurant.
Yeah. My friend Kramer went there all the time.
Yes, it was phenomenal. I miss Kenny Rogers Rotisserie Chicken. Now, what I really miss is not tangible per se, but I miss when society wasn't soft. You know, I miss when people could be, you know, open and honest about what they were thinking, feeling, and saying, and, you know, just say it. You know, and if you had to get punched in the mouth, you got punched in the mouth. You know, but today we can't do that. You can't punch somebody in the mouth. There's a cop going by, so I'm sorry, you're going to hear a siren. But I miss when you could, you know, you could just be open. Yeah, punch somebody in the mouth. Say what you got to say as a man. Get it over with. And you know what? You were friends 10 minutes later, you know, because you got it out of the way. I miss when society wasn't soft. Thank you guys for what you do. Thanks for bringing this to light. This is great.
Thanks, Ben. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
Thanks for the call. Let's go to Tom. Tom, what do you miss?
Hi, guys. I miss Starwood Amphitheater.
Oh, yeah, who doesn't? That's the fantastic spot.
It was a big fantastic venue, spot. And it was a lot cheaper and better than Bridgestone.
Well, Bridgestone's right. Good in its own right, but it was a different venue. Thanks for the call, Tom. It was different. I mean, it was outside. You know, they've tried to replicate it with Ascend and with First Bank, and I would say First Bank's closer to it just because it's not downtown, but – It was a big venue. I mean, how many people did it hold? Like 10,000?
Starwood?
Yeah.
16.
16?
Yep.
Is that what it was?
They could just pack. I think the 5,000 was the seats.
Yeah.
And then you could just jam so many other people up there. But, yeah.
And the thing is, when you went to Starwood, you had to sit on the lawn.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the best place.
And I went to so many concerts there, and getting stuck in traffic never bothered me.
No, it was different.
Because it's like you're in and out in no time at all, man. And so, yeah.
I'll never forget the first time that I went to – me and my buddy Logan went to a show out there that I could drive. Like, it's the first time that we had gotten to go by ourselves, and it was a big deal. And, you know, of course, mom's freaking out. Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Okay.
And we drove out there, and it was Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Your mom was freaking out.
Of course she was.
That's great, man.
Lynyrd Skynyrd and Marshall Tucker Band.
Oh, yes. Do you know any Marshall Tucker Band songs?
Can't you see?
Okay. How old were you guys?
16, 17, somewhere in there.
Oh, man. That's great.
We were into that kind of music, Southern rock. I went through a huge Southern rock fan.
That's fine, yeah.
So
I laugh because I'm like, your mom is like, if my son went out there to that, I would be, not because the crowd, just because driving out there in traffic would drive me insane.
Yeah.
So I get what your mom's going through or went through, because I'm going through it currently.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
Killing me, man.
Gator Tim says, I miss going to the local mall on Friday night, the arcade, the record store, pizza by the slice, hanging out with friends.
That was the basis of Fast Times at Ridgemont High, basically.
Kenny and your Friday night. Yep. Kenny and Spring Hill, I miss Opryland and their $5 concerts.
Yeah, that's right. I saw Quarter Flash there one time. Don't ask.
Okay. Josh says, I would have to... I can't decipher that. Sorry. If you're going to text, I mean, like, make it coherent.
Right.
2729, I missed the Gold Rush on Ellison. And Carl's Perfect Pig in White Bluff. Carl's Perfect Pig was awesome. That's a good one. 5353, I miss a right tackle. And the Spaghetti Factory. By the way, I saw what where the Spaghetti Factory was, and they're going to make it, like, basically Airbnbs and stuff, and I'm just like,
yeah. Well, again, miss the old Nashville. But
here's what pisses me off.
Uh-oh.
About this whole thing, and I'm gonna go on a rant for a second.
Do it, buddy.
Everything that was on Second Avenue, it didn't decide to leave. Some idiot blew it up,
right?
And then the owners and everything are like, oh, I'm gonna take the payout, and so everybody got screwed.
Yeah.
And, like, my thing is, you know, the city's wanting to revitalize it and all that, and that's great, and that's right? How it should be. But, you know, places like the Spaghetti Factory that had been there forever and some other places that are not coming back, like, they should have done something to try and bring those back. That really ticked me off. And, I mean, I know it was their choice, too, I guess.
Yeah.
But it was just like... That whole thing, it just screwed that whole strip up.
It did. It's still not up and running and all that.
No.
And it's like, then there's a sign, it's like, save Second Avenue. And
yeah.
I mean, that was the Christmas Day of, what, 2020. And so I hope the Spaghetti Factory comes back someplace else, preferably not downtown.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Someplace else around that we don't have to go battle people downtown, because I'm not coming downtown.
Joe, who's coming up next?
All right, so high school football starts tonight across the state of Tennessee. Thank you, Jesus. Looking forward to that. And Seagulls playing tonight. We're going to bring their athletic director on. Greg Wyatt's going to join us. But there is a critical shortage of referees. It gets worse and worse each year. And we'll talk to Coach Wyatt about how we can change this and get the word out about that. He'll join us next.
We'll do that. Coming up next, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Glory days, baby. Welcome back to the Chase and Big Joe Show, live this morning at the Omni Nashville Hotel on this beautiful Thursday. And it's beautiful, Chase, for a lot of reasons, specifically one that we're going to talk about.
Yes, the Seagull Stars back in action tonight. Everybody kind of gets going tomorrow. Let's say hello to our buddy Greg Wyatt, who is the athletic director at Seagull. Coach, how you doing?
Chase, how you been? I haven't talked to you in forever.
I know it's been a minute, and by the way, you're still Coach. You know, that's something I have to say. It's always going to be Coach Wyatt.
Well, I appreciate that. That's a well-earned title. I promise you.
I know you guys have to be excited to get things going again tonight. I mean, how does it feel to kind of be center stage with most of the games being played tomorrow?
Well, you know, it's a pretty good deal. You know, we try to play on Thursday nights to garner a little bit of the excitement for Friday night football coming in the fall. And, you know, hopefully we'll capture a few more ticket sales being on Thursday night with no, you know, I think there's one other game in the county going on. So we're excited to be out here and get our team on the field and get ready to go and, you know, see where we're going to be.
It just, you know, a little pep in the step today just because, look, you spent many years coaching high school football. You love these kids. You love the community. I got to think bouncing out of bed this morning, Coach, was pretty easy.
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting. You know, it's a TV game tonight, and that's always exciting. There's a little buzz on campus. You know, it's you get up this morning, and there's that crisp fall feel in the air, which, you know, you usually don't get on early August ball game. So, you know, it's nice to get out here, and I've been out here on the stadium working and getting some things finalized and getting ready to go for tonight's ball game.
We talked yesterday, Coach, about this, and we've talked the last couple of years about this, about the critical shortage for referees in the state of Tennessee for football and a lot of sports. You're on the TWSLA Legislative Council. I know it's a big topic for you guys. Where does this all stand now? Is it getting better? Is it getting worse? Because I don't know, and that's why I wanted you on the show today.
Well, you know, Joe, and you know this, a couple years ago, the TWSLA sent out a mandate that you play at least one game on Thursday night to handle the referee shortage so that we can spread them out a little bit more. I talked to one of the officials in our association. He's a longtime official. He's been in our association for, you know, the 30 years that I've been doing it anyway. And he tells me that there's more retiring than there is coming in. So we really need to make a push as far as, you know, high school athletics to be able to try to get younger people in. And I think it really starts as soon as they graduate high school and talking to your kids, you know, after their senior season. Hey, look, you know, you may not be able to go on and play at the next level. Most of us don't. But the one thing that you can do if you want to stay involved in the game is get back officiating. And not only that, you know, it gives them a little bit of revenue and income if they're going to college and gives them a little spending money that, you know, that they can put in their pocket. You know, it's not a lot, but it's part of, you know, it's giving back to the game and still being a part of Friday nights and being a part of the game.
Greg Wyan is with us. I'm curious, have you noticed that maybe there's trepidation on somebody wanting to be an official just because of the pressure that goes with it nowadays? I mean, look, they know that they're going to, you know, have coaches that disagree with calls and, you know, have disputes there. But, I mean, it's become even more than that. I mean, you got parents, you got student athletes. I mean, there's so many different things that happen nowadays in sports and NIL and things like that. So do you feel like that has a lot to do with people just not wanting to do it anymore?
Well, part of the problem too, Chase, is I think that we continue to talk about this and I think it scares people away, you know. I tell our parents here at Siegel when we have our parent meetings, you know, look, there's four roles that you can play on a Friday night. You can play the game, you can coach the game, you can officiate the game, or you can be a fan, but you can't do two roles at one time. You can only choose one of those roles on a Friday night game. And as parents, even as coaches, and we talk to our coaches constantly here about, you know, if you want to continue to keep officials, we have to respect what they do. Everybody's going to make a mistake, you know, and one of the things I say is that, you know, if you're a parent and you're yelling at official, I'm going to come to your job on Monday morning and I'm going to stand right behind you. And when you make a mistake, I'm going to stand up and I'm going to start cussing you and I'm going to start yelling at you. And if you put the decimal in the wrong place, I'm going to go off, you know, just because you pay your $8, $9, $10, whatever it is to get in a ball game nowadays, doesn't give you the right to berate people as human beings. And I think that's where we've gotten in our society so many times. And, you know, social media has a lot to do with that. And there's a lot of reasons behind it. But we all have to understand that. And I think, you know, it goes, and I hear it all the time, and it drives me crazy, guys. You hear people say, all the officials are out to get us. I promise you, those six guys that are sitting on the field didn't get up on Friday morning thinking, how am I going to screw this team? You know what I'm saying? They got up. They're trying to produce a great product on the field, just like our coaches and just like our players and just like our parents that are volunteers for all of these programs. They're all trying to put a great product on the field to make it a great experience for our students. And sometimes I think we get those things out of whack, you know.
That's so well said. Coach, let me ask you, we're talking to Greg Wyatt this morning, athletic director at Segal High School, opening game tonight. Segal takes on Shelbyville. The critical shortage of referees, Coach, is this – it's not only Tennessee. Is this around the Southeast? I know you talked to other people, but is this a problem kind of around the Southeast in the country?
I think it's around the country, Joe. I'm part of the Athletic Administrators Association, the National Athletic Administrators Association, and at conferences is one of the big topics that's being discussed. Even with the NFHS, if there's summer conference meetings and things like that, it's always something that's being discussed and trying to find ways to be able to, you know, to recruit more officials, especially young officials that want to get into it for longevity. You know, I coached 28 years.
So what can we do? I mean, if I'm out there today, I'm thinking, you know what? I wouldn't mind being a referee, but I don't know where to begin. What's the first step, Coach?
First thing you can do is you can email me at wyantg@rcschools.net, and I'll be glad to get you in touch with anybody. If you're in the mid-state area, especially in the Murfreesboro area down here, I'll get you in touch with the head officials down here. You can always call the TSSAA. You can ask, you know, what part of the state you're in, and they'll get you hooked up with an association, and they'll get you in with the head officials of those associations, you know. I think one of the things we have to do also, Joe and Chase, is from a coach's standpoint, we have to get back to respecting what officials do on the field, and we have to be able to develop relationships. You know, I've been doing this. I coached for 28 years. And the one thing that always stood out was you see the same guys a lot as the season goes along. And you start to develop the relationships with those guys through the years. And, you know, and when you come to a respect between the coach and the official, you understand he's got a job to do and he's going to make mistakes. Coaches are going to make the wrong calls and they're going to make mistakes. And when we can all understand that and respect each other, then the game's a whole lot better off.
I love that. Coach, before we go real quick, we always talk about, as a head coach, one of the most warrior moments you ever had was former MTSU quarterback Brent Stockstill in the state semifinal game on a torn ACL on that football field versus Maryville. Was that 2012? What a game. And that's why we love high school football. Moments like that, Coach, you'll never forget. It's a memory forever. But I'm going to tell you, watching that game, talking to you afterwards, talking to Brent, what an amazing moment. I know you lost the game, and I hate that for you, but my goodness, that's got to stick with you forever.
Oh, it does. I mean, Brent's a legend around here. I mean, you guys played song Glory Days coming into this segment. I mean, that's exactly what we're sitting here doing is talking about Glory Days. But, you know, Brent was a warrior, one of the best leaders I've ever been around. But he had special kids around him. That was a special group. And if you've been in coaching long enough, you understand that. You get special groups that come through that are different. They're difference makers. And I can go through the accolades of that group after they've graduated college. I've got one that's running his own concrete business. I got one that's an optometrist. I got one that's an orthopedic surgeon, all from that team. So that was an incredible group of people that Brent really kind of got wrangled in and did a great job of leading that program.
Yes, he did. Coach, it's good to talk to you. Don't be a stranger. We'll have you on again soon, and thanks so much.
Hey, guys, I appreciate y'all and everything that you do for high school football, man. It means a lot to all of us in the mid-state. Y'all have a great Friday.
You too. Absolutely. I'm excited. High school football is back for sure. Chase and Big Joe will have more coming here from the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Remember the times.
Okay, I might have missed some of those specific moments, but I'm sure I'll remember all the other ones. What else?
The kegger at Marge's.
Yo, 102.5, 106.3, The Game on a TV theme Thursday. I don't know this one.
She was at
I didn't hear it, sorry.
Nowhere inside.
Guys, that's like...
I have no clue. What is this, Dr. Kearney?
Remember the times with The Simpsons?
Oh, okay.
No, nobody.
I thought that sounded like Marge, but...
It was.
Nope.
Bad return. Not going to use it again. That's on the list.
Nope.
It's okay.
Look, here's what I like about Dr. Crane. He will go in the deep in the archives and sometimes even stump us.
That's a good job of a producer, or a good sign of a producer there. You guys are great. We're still taking all these texts, 615-737-1025. What's something in your life that you miss? Is it a person? Is it a restaurant? Is it a coach? Is it a moment? Is it a feeling? What do you miss? A lot of you guys have weighed in, so this is fantastic. Thank you.
Jay from Clarksville says, I miss Tower Records. No kidding, I miss Greer Stadium on a hot summer night. All right, look, First Horizon Park's awesome. It was time. Uh-huh. They needed a new stadium, no doubt. And anybody at the sounds listening to this,
I know where you're going.
But there was just some sort of magic about that POS stadium.
Yeah,
like it was truly minor league baseball.
It was.
Like,
and
like, you know the Alabama song, "The Cheap Seats."
Yeah.
I think about Greer Stadium every time I hear that.
I just, you know, it was so fantastic that you'd go to the bathroom on the bottom floor and you'd be hoping that the bathroom from up above you would not leak on you while you're in the bathroom down there. I mean, it was just.
The troughs.
Yes.
You had the troughs.
It was something else. And that was an iconic moment because I went there with my grandpa to so many games. And it was great, man. It was ours. It was awful, but it was ours.
Here's the best part. So you walk through First Horizon Park now, and you got these pristine concourses. And
beautiful.
Everything's level. Greer Stadium, you walk up a hill, you walk down a hill. Like, I was like, when they built it, did they not think to level out the ground?
No, man. It was something else. And so I like the fact that the scoreboard is still on that side of town. It's like a block behind there.
Yeah, they made it
there.
For Wedgewood, Houston.
Yep. It's
really
great,
cool.
Man. Very nice.
Yeah, Gabby's behind –
yeah,
the center field. That's
still
right.
Do.
Perfect.
Yeah, Gabby's is there.
Still,
I mean,
do.
Greer was a magical place.
It was.
So
was Tower Records. That's a good point, too. Tower Records was a lot of fun.
Mike in Lebanon said, people should have probably gone to jail for closing Opryland. There was a lot of questionable things going on about it. Somebody made a lot of money.
Well, I don't know about that, but if that happened, then that's terrible.
Carson says, mornings before going to school, watching the OG style sports center where they showed the topics on the left side of the screen. I will say, yeah. I miss old sports center, like with Dan Patrick and Stuart Scott and
Rich Eisen.
Rich Eisen was doing it.
Kilborn.
Kilborn did it. Tirico did it.
They just showed highlights and they'd make jokes.
Yep.
They didn't cut to two highlights and let's go to Stephen A. Smith for a break. It was none of that garbage nonsense.
Yeah.
It was just purely sports center, and we all loved it.
Lenny, I miss Hooters Family Restaurant.
They're still around,
yeah,
Lenny.
They're still there.
Is that Carl's friend?
Yes. Carl Carlson. Lenny Leonard. let's see. I miss Summer Lights and Rotiers.
Yep.
This is Jesse in Spring Hill. I miss actually going to a store to stand in line at a ticket master for concerts.
Yes, like Cats Records. You go by there and stand there forever and get them and hope you got the right seat and they weren't sold out. Oh, man.
Tim from Clarksville. I miss Rainbow Key on White Bridge Road. Good times.
Yes.
I don't remember that one.
That Tall Paul would play there all the time. It's back in there where Steinmart is.
Yeah, okay.
That's where it was back in there. That's a great one. Thank you for that. That's fantastic.
Jason in Dover. I miss when $10 will get you 10 gallons of gas, a Coke, and a candy bar.
What are you, 79? What year was this, 1940? But, no, I'm with you, man.
Megan says, I miss affordable movie theaters. Used to be so much fun to just say, hey, want to go see a movie on the weekend and go on with the family. Now it's a financial decision. I mean, it'll cost you $50 just to go to a movie.
All right, so what's her name?
Megan.
Megan, listen to this, Megan. I saw a great Instagram reel just the other day. A guy goes to movies. He's got a baby carriage. And he's got a blanket over the baby carriage. Inside the carriage, nothing but snacks and drinks. And nobody's ever stopped him. There you go.
There you go.
Load up with all that. Nobody's going to say, oh, let me see your baby. And you're just like, hey, she's sleeping. And then you walk in.
Chip from Mount Juliet. Nashville Nights at Municipal Auditorium.
Great times. Awful hockey.
Oh, yeah.
Fun time. Beautiful. Just that was an amazing. Late 80s, early 90s.
$15 Predator tickets. Randy says that.
Sean Henry.
8955. I miss Paradise Park. KO from Cane Ridge. That was a good spot back
is that
in the day.
Garth?
Yeah, it was
okay.
Garth. Yeah.
Garth bought it.
He ruined it. It closed twice. So. Oh, here's a good one. What an awesome feeling it was to grow up going to the Brentwood Skate Center and decades later having my daughter's 8th birthday party over there. Is it still open?
Still open.
Still sure alive is. And well.
I went to parties there all the time.
I think Luke Combs
I fancy you would be a great backward skater, were you?
From time to time, yeah. You know, my uncle and my dad were pretty good at the roller skate thing. For me, it was more the inline skates. Couldn't do the quad skates. That really got me.
Why not?
Well, let's just put it this way. My kneecaps, I had to put knee pads on. I was bruising my knees real bad. I kept falling and all so forth and what the above. But I believe the Brentwood Skate Center had a music video by Luke Combs there, I think a couple years back. I believe he donated some money to the Brentwood Skate Center. And so I believe it's still alive and well. Had some renovations done to it. I drive by it on the interstate sometimes. So looks pretty good.
Awesome. Thomas in Hendersonville. I missed the dinner rolls from the cooker. I worked as a server at the location in Rivergate when I was in high school, and we got free rolls, and I'm fairly certain I put on the freshman 15 well before college.
Oh, yes. Those are great.
Here's another one. Remember this place. Jonathan says, I miss Ireland's steak and biscuits.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the one over Thompson Lane.
Yeah.
There was one there.
It was a good place. Let's get to Adam in Portland real quick. Adam in Portland, what do you miss?
So I miss my – and, Joe, I know that you got your boy graduating, and so I'm like, I don't know if I want to bring it up, but I miss my kids being little, man. I've got a 15-year-old, a 14-year-old, and I do have a 6-year-old, so he kind of – but the big ones, man, like I miss them being little. They're so complicated. They're teenagers, and everything's difficult and whiny, and but I just miss, like, them coming in and – basically treat me like I'm Elvis, man. Like every day was a fun day and a cool day, and I just miss them being little.
I get you, man. It's fleeting and it's fast. And somebody booked the day and said, look, man, you only got about 15 to 18 summers with your kids before they fly the coop. And, man, that hit me hard. So yeah. You try to enjoy all of it.
Thomas in Nashville says this, and I agree with this because Dad and I used to go there all the time. On Murfreesboro Road, the 5th quarter.
Yeah.
That was a good spot.
That was a good spot.
Very good spot.
God, that's been gone so long now. My Lord.
I know. Snookers at Hickory Hollow.
Yeah. They had go-karts. They had foosball. I mean, it was a good – I think it might still be there.
It could be. I don't know. Keep these coming. 615-737-1025. What do you miss? That's our question of the day. We'll read more of these, plus we'll get into – some other things as well. Chase and Big Joe, we're live at the Omni National Hotel at Kitchen Notes, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.